This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week you can look forward to a performance of a comic opera by Donizetti at the Miramar Cultural Center. The second annual Garden Music Festival is underway at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden, and Sunday Afternoons of Music continues with an amazing young string quartet plus a special guest. So, who plays the next concert with Sunday Afternoons of Music? Well, it's a group that's earned praise all around the world as one of today's exceptional young string quartets and the ensemble in residence at Florida International University in Miami since 2004.
The Amine String Quartet, which is a jewel of FIU.
That's Doreen Marks, founder and executive director of Sunday Afternoons of Music. She said the extraordinary Amine Quartet will be joined by a legendary violist, a member of the Guarneri String Quartet.
One of the great violists in the world, Michael Tree. In fact, we have two violists, and their both names are Michael. And they're going to be doing two quintets, Mozart and Dvorak. In fact, the Dvorak was the last piece he wrote after his stay in America. I think it was 3 years he was in America, and it was his last piece that he wrote. In America, of course.
In addition to the Mozart and Dvorak quintets, they'll also play Janáček's dramatic String Quartet No. 2, Intimate Letters. Music starts at 4 p.m. this Sunday, the 12th, at Gusman Hall, University of Miami, Coral Gables. SundayMusicals.org. The second annual Garden Music Festival is now underway at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. Teddy Abrams is the artistic director of the festival, and he says there's something for everyone. Chamber music, kids programs, Broadway favorites, and a concert on Tuesday the 14th called The Edge, music that pushed the boundaries of its time.
It's not just about music that explored new languages, but it's about what edges music can push overall. So, for instance, we take a look at Bach, and while Bach today certainly doesn't sound edgy, or usually doesn't, Bach's kind of level of brilliance represents an edge of contrapuntal music making. That is, the ability to put together multiple lines of music, not just different instruments, but people playing different independent lines.
This concert will also explore the edges of tonality, sanity, and music being created right now.
One more edge, although there actually could be a few I'm forgetting, but one important one, is the edge of the now. That is, that music is not either a dead art or one that only celebrates the old. It's living and breathing. And so we have a world premiere by our resident composer, Sebastian Chang, a decktet written specifically for the instrumentation that we have here for all of our musicians.
The second annual Garden Music Festival runs through Sunday the 19th with a concert called Jazzy Night, classical music paired with jazz standards. There'll be a pre-concert conversation with the artists every night at 6 p.m. And for more details, you can visit gardenmusicfestival.com. Have you ever heard of an EGOT? That's someone who has won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award. Sounds pretty tough to win that many major awards, doesn't it? Well, the Gulf Coast Symphony has a concert coming up that pays tribute to a man who has won all of those awards, plus a Pulitzer Prize and a Golden Globe Award. The Symphonic Pop series starts off the year with Marvin Hamlisch Remembrance. It's an evening of music by the famed composer that helped define American popular music for nearly half a century. The Gulf Coast Symphony welcomes several special guests along with the Fort Myers Symphonic Master Singers, Sunday the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Barbara B. Mann Performing Arts Hall. You can get tickets online at gulfcoastsymphony.org. One of opera's most popular comedies opens later this month at the Miramar Cultural Center. Here's the Miramar Cultural Center's Tamara Gant.
It is The Elixir of Love. That's the English version of it.
The Elixir of Love tells the story of a magic love potion and the destiny of a love triangle between a charming bumpkin, a swashbuckling sergeant, and the town flirt.
Isn't that what all opera is all about? There's always some conflict and tension. But the good thing is we have a full orchestra. They will be accompanied by a full orchestra and English subtitles.
The Elixir of Love, Tuesday the 28th at 7:30 at the Miramar Cultural Center. Visit miramarculturalcenter.org for more details and tickets. That wraps up things for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.